tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'audhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Raheem. As salatu wa salamu alayhi ya Rasulullah. As salatu wa salamu alayhi ya Habibullah. As salatu wa salamu alayhi ya Nabiyullah. Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurullah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome and marhaba to another episode of the series Dimensions of Islamic Life. And alhamdulillah, in today's episode, we are going to discuss blessings of Islamic gatherings. Subhanallah. And once again, we are in the company of our esteemed guest, Maulana Sayyid Muhammad Madani Hafizahullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you doing?
Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. How are you keeping oneself?
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah.
MashaAllah.
So good to have you once again.
Likewise.
And now, with regards to our discussion, I mean, this is a little gathering that we are having, subhanallah, two brothers. And we are discussing the Islamic subjects and the topics where we discuss the teachings of the Holy Quran, the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the dhikr of Allah azza wa jal, his beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and his pious predecessors. And mashallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep this gathering growing from strength to strength. And inshallah azza wa jal, we hope that we could have more brothers, alhamdulillah. But nevertheless, we have our viewers out there. So this is a sort of virtual gathering that we have. MashaAllah. Let's inshallah begin this gathering with the recitation of Salatul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that the one closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who has recited the most durood upon me. So without further ado, let's recite together Sallu ala al-Habib
sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad
sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidi, when it comes to gathering, Islamic gatherings, whether it is our mashallah sunnah inspired ijtima, the Thursday ijtima that we have in different marakis of Dawat Islami around the world, alhamdulillah, and whether it is the ijtima or the gathering of Madani Muzakara, mashallah, some of us, we join virtually via Zoom when we are watching Madani Muzakara, and some of us, we watch with the family. So that is also a gathering, mashallah.
Yes.
And these gatherings that are there, this is not something new. The Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they used to have this gathering, the Ashabi Suffa, subhanallah. They used to gather together and they would make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they would mention the Quranic verses and remind each other about the dhikr of Allah azza wa jal, subhanallah. So that was also remarkable. So this is something, the continuation of those beautiful gatherings where we gather together to make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the zikr of Allah azza wa jal, subhanallah, is that virtue which supersedes all the other virtues.
Definitely.
In the sense that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the summary of the hadith is that who are the most virtuous peoples among those who read their salah, those who fast? So let's say there are people who, they all are reading salah, they all are fasting, and they all are doing their good deeds. So amongst them now, who is the most virtuous of all of them? And to each one, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, that the one who makes the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the most.
Subhanallah.
So subhanallah. The one who gives charity, the one who prays salah, the one who is fasting. Amongst all those people who are doing the exact same thing, the most excellent of them, the better ones of them are those who make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the most.
Subhanallah.
So yes, in a gathering, most of the time when we are gathered, subhanallah, Islamic gatherings, we make zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every Islamic gathering, it starts with the Holy Quran, with the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, with the recitation of Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then, alhamdulillah, after the dhikr, or sometime the dhikr follows. So these gatherings, they to strengthen our spirituality, to strengthen our hearts, to strengthen the spirituality that has been lying dormant and to give it an awakening by reciting the Kalima Shahada, by reciting Subhanallah, the beautiful names of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, by invoking the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal through these gatherings. Let's say some gatherings when you would often hear the dhikr, Hasbi Rabbi Jallallah, yes. Ma fi qalbi ghayrullah, Nur Muhammad Sallallahu, La ilaha illallah, Subhanallah. This is so beautiful. And the beloved Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned regarding dhikr that the best dhikr is La ilaha illallah.
Subhanallah.
So as a result, we see that when we have the gathering of dhikr, Islamic gathering, we remember Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala by reciting Kalima Tayyiba, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, Subhanallah. Yes. So these are the gatherings, and the power of reciting the dhikr of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala in this manner is such that Shaykh Akbar Muhyiddin Ibn Al-Arabi, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, that he who recites 70,000 Kalima Sharif and does his salih sawab for the deceased, it will be a salvation for him.
Right.
And he studied a hadith of this nature. And there was a person of insight. And this person was given the ability to even see, you know, the state of those who have passed on.
Mm.
And he has this ability. And they were all seated to share a meal. And this person started to cry. Then Shaykh Akbar asked him, what's wrong? What's bothering you? And he said that, I just saw my mother. She is being punished. And then Shaykh Akbar rahmatullahi ta'ala then dedicated the sawab of the kalimas Allah that he had recited, Allah. Subhanallah. And thereafter he saw him smiling. He said, what happened? He said, now I see that she is in a much better place. Subhanallah.
Subhanallah.
So this teaches us, look at the power of a gathering in which Subhanallah, people are making the dhikr of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, especially the best dhikr, the dhikr La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah
Sallallahu
alayhi wa sallam, and its barakah and its blessings. Sayyidi, we have different types of gatherings. Mm-hmm. Sometimes there is somebody's birthday.
Right.
Sometimes it's some other work-related gatherings, team-building activities, mm-hmm. let's say. And at times we have different kinds of gatherings. But every gathering that is deprived of the dhikr of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala and His beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that gathering is up to no good, we can say.
100%.
Right. Each gathering, even if it's for worldly purposes,
yeah.
for example, it's a work meeting.
Mm-hmm.
We can begin with making the dhikr of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. It won't even take you a minute, less than a minute. And in that way, we can make every gathering blessings pour there in that gathering.
Yes,
because in the gathering in which the name of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, the dhikr of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is made, the mercy descends there.
Yes. And that's so beautiful what you've mentioned, Masa, because at times someone, a family may be sitting at home, and that is, of course, you know, a gathering as well. And they could comment that by invoking this name of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, by reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, by sending salawat upon Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And instead of, you know, that gathering that in which, or that duration in which they are seated there for maybe half an hour or 20 minutes or 45 minutes, that duration can become a means of reward and thawab for them, you know, provided that they talk good in that gathering, that they share knowledge in that gathering, that they are teaching and educating each other. So here the Islamic gatherings, you know, one may ask that, why must I on a weekly basis go and attend such gatherings? So what is the need for me to go and attend such gatherings? If we have to really look at it, right, suppose that gathering was not there, and some work Monday to Friday, Monday to Saturday, and that entire week goes by where it's going to work, coming back home, sleeping, eating, waking up the next morning, same routine is carrying on the entire day like that. Where will a person find the time now to educate themselves? They're working Sunday to Sunday or Monday to Friday, Monday to Saturday, etc. And each day is the same routine every single day, right? How will they now take up the time to go and educate themselves on, leave alone extra knowledge, but on that type of knowledge which is fundamental, obligatory, and for a person to know? How will they make the time for that, even though they may say to themselves that, okay, I will set aside an hour or two and I will learn in that time? But it happens where a person may not even end up doing it. You know, shaitan will come and make the person lazy, will put the person off, and that person will end up getting indulged in different other activities. So the beauty of having a weekly Islamic gathering, you know, like the Ijtima'at of Dawat Islami, is allocated there and accommodated for the well-being of the ummah, you know, for the well-being of the community, of society, for one to go there and for them to acquire beneficial knowledge of deen. That's one. And the other part is that people also, when they attend such gatherings, then they are, you know, being away from all the worldly stress, all the worldly worries. Maybe someone is going through depression. Maybe someone is stressed out. Maybe people are going through different problems. And when they come into such gatherings, such Islamic gatherings, then they find themselves less burdened. They find themselves less depressed, less stressed. Why? Because they are feeling a new sense of hope that, you know what? I was going through so much, I felt like it's a mountain upon me, and I felt like giving up. But I came here and I felt like, no, you know what, I can't give up. I need to continue further. Because now I've become more hopeful. Before I was hopeless, I was feeling hopeless. Now I'm becoming more hopeful. So these gatherings, apart from it being a gathering of knowledge and dhikr of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it also helps and uplifts the well-being of a person, the mental state of a person, the physical state of a person also. All of this, it contributes to it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, once he was delivering a talk, right? And it was a gathering compromising of the Sahaba alayhim ridwan. And in this gathering, whilst they were seated, three men approached, three individuals. They were approaching, and out of the three, one of them turned away and went somewhere else. Two of them went towards the gathering of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When they went there, one individual he went and sat in the front. One individual, he sat at the back, and the third person, he turned away and went to some other place. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, shall I not tell you about these three individuals? And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went further on to explain that the one who came to sit right at the front sought refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him refuge. As for the one who sat right at the back, he felt shy. Right? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed him mercy and did not punish him. As for the third individual who turned away from the gathering and went to some other place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deprived him of mercy. So subhanallah, here we learn so many lessons. In this one incident that had occurred, we learn so many lessons. That number one is, when a person attends a gathering, then obviously if a person wants to sit at the front, he shouldn't be going in such a way where he is causing inconvenience to others, where he is causing trouble to others by pushing them one side and going over their shoulders, going over their heads and making them go down, you know, causing inconvenience to them. That shouldn't be done, because now you want to go in the front, but at the same time, you're violating the rights of other people. It wouldn't make sense. So one should have respect when they attending such gatherings. Yes, it is the best to go and sit right at the front, close to the speaker, so that attention and, you know, all of that can be given to the speaker. And at the same time, if there is no space at the front, then one should sit right at the back without pushing his way through to go sit at the front. And the third person, he turned away. Hmm. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that Allah ta'ala deprived him of mercy. So here too, we learn that a person who has this thing that I don't need to attend these Islamic gatherings, for what must I attend? I know everything. I don't need to attend. So we should, such a person, you know, should take a lesson from this hadith wherein if we want the mercy of Allah, we make dua, Ya Allah, shower upon us your mercy, shower upon us your mercy. These are the ways in which we can attract the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So instead of being amongst those who are deprived of mercy, one should go towards these gatherings because it's mentioned that where the mentioning of the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala falls upon such a place. And in the ijtima'at, in the Islamic gatherings, what takes place there? We mention, we recite the Holy Quran, we recite the Nas of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The speaker who is giving the talk, he obviously starts off by praising Allah, by praising Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mentioning some accounts of the awliya Allah, the companions. A dhikr takes place, dua takes place, salami takes place, and so many other good takes place at the Islamic gatherings. All of this, it is attracting the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when a person attends such gatherings, then it helps them spiritually and it helps them physically as well.
Subhanallah. At the same time, it reminds us of the greater goal.
Yeah.
Like we are here to work for our hereafter.
Mm-hmm.
And in these gatherings, do we learn that, you know, we are in this dunya, but this is just a mazra, a right. farming for the hereafter.
Yeah.
And it is in these gatherings that our minds are made. You know what? I need to work towards my hereafter.
Yeah.
And the mind shifts from this dunya to the next world, the hereafter, which is the eternal abode. Now, for that, we believe in the hereafter. And that's one of the key articles of Islam, Islamic faith, subhanAllah. Yeah. And that diverts our attention to that great goal of the hereafter, fikr-e akhirat, subhanAllah. And that can be achieved by attending these gatherings, subhanAllah. And what happens in the Islamic gatherings? It is added to our knowledge, Islamic knowledge at the same time.
Yeah.
For example, we have some brothers, like how you've mentioned, you know, I know so much, but what is it that I'm going to learn there?
Yeah.
Right? And to keep ourselves humble, even if it's the same thing, let's say, for example, you already know a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When the speaker mentions the same hadith, subhanAllah, this is now repetition of the hadith and that strengthens.
Yes. It refreshes.
Yes, your memory. And that, alhamdulillah, at the same time, you make sure that, you know, you won't forget that hadith because you are reminded about it again and again.
That's what they say, Master, that one should be an empty cup.
Yes.
You know, not a full cup, because if an empty cup, you can absorb more and more and more and more. Whereas a full cup, what can a full cup absorb? It's nothing. It just pours out on the side and then that's it.
Yes. And in this whole bayan, there will be one thing that you never knew before.
Yes.
No, it's not going to be the exact same thing what you knew and you know, it's just same thing what you hear over and again. No, there will be something new that you learn. Mm-hmm. I mean, if there's nothing new that you're learning, you are getting to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the gatherings of Muslims, subhanallah, where people, Muslims gather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's angels, and they stay there, they attend that gathering, subhanallah. Whereas if you alone, maybe you wouldn't even have that opportunity to sit there for that lengthy period of time and make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if you were by yourself. Sometimes being in a group, it has its own perks and benefits.
It's true.
Right? And that's why we join certain groups. Why? Because this is the group of like-minded people. The group of people that is inclined towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, towards Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, towards the Islamic teachings, the Quran and Sunnah, towards the hereafter, they join these people, these like-minded people, they join certain groups. Subhanallah. So instead of, you know, being taken by people who, let's say, for example, there's a friend of yours, he tells you, all right, let's go watch a movie. MashaAllah. And then you say, right, that's the wrong company, joining the wrong company. And there's also a whole group of people there. Right. In a theater, you don't find one person or two person. There are about over hundreds of people. Right. That is a wrong group to join.
Right.
Where even Iblis must be participating.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And this is the group of people who are Allah loving.
Mm.
Subhanallah. And this is the group where the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends, because we mentioned the awliya Allah, the pious predecessors, anbiya ikram subhanallah. And عند ذكر الأخيار تنزل الرحمة. When the pious predecessors are mentioned, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends. And we make the best zikr, the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the zikr of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar, the Quran is recited, the ahadith are recited. And we learn Islamic rulings, Islamic values, mashallah. We in some gatherings, let's say during qafila, that is also a gathering.
Yes.
Subhanallah. And that is a gathering where we sit for nafil itikaf. Alhamdulillah, we get to do that as well in qafila. In qafila, we get to learn and group study.
Yeah, right.
You know, and we make separate halqas of Islamic brothers that are on the same levels. And then each one tends to benefit from the, let's say, for example, one brother, he joined us for qafila one day, right? And then in that qafila, he learned about the fara'id of salah, the proper way of reading salah. In the next qafila, he will sit in another halqa in the next qafila with another group of people who have already learned the fara'id of salah and the way of performing salah, rectifying the salah. And then he'll move on to the next thing. Perhaps he is a businessman. He is an affluent person. And he needs to learn about principles of business etiquettes, you know, halal and haram. And he will be enlightened about the rulings about zakat, which is one of the pillars of Islam. Subhanallah, he can learn that. So there's always something to learn, subhanAllah, in these beautiful gatherings.
And also, Mulasab, you know, speaking of the Islamic gatherings, there's one beautiful narration when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that on the day of Qiyamah, there will be such people who will come forth. They wouldn't be prophets, they wouldn't be martyrs, but they would have such radiant light on their faces that whoever looks at them, their eyes, you know, it will be dazzled when they look at them, like, oh, wow, so radiant light. And even the prophets, the shuhada, they would get excited upon seeing such people who are in, you know, such close proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the companions alayhi ridwan asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who are those people? And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that these are the people who gathered in this world for the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they chose pure and good words in their gathering, like how one selects the best of dates.
Subhanallah.
So we see that, you know, such people who aren't prophets, aren't shuhada, but their faces on the day of Qiyamah will be filled with noor, with such radiant light, that even the Anbiya alayhi musallatu wasalam, the shuhada, they would also be impressed with such people. And these people are those who have attended these Islamic gatherings that we have.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to frequent these gatherings. Yes. Where we tend to gain the spiritual benefits and the spiritual ambience is there, mashallah. Mahal, the atmosphere, the environment, everything reminds us of the Akhirah, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen bijahil Nabi. I mean, speaking of the dhikr of Allah azza wa jal and the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, let's inshallah azza wa jal listen to a wonderful kalam in the praise of the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and thereafter we shall be back and discuss our today's topic. That is blessings of Islamic gatherings. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Aqa, 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 Aqa.
वो कौन है जिनके दर पर मांगने वाला नहीं नहीं सुनता? वो कौन है जिनकी रहमत का दरिया खुद प्यासों को तलाश करता है? वो कौन है जिनके इशारे से लाखों की शफाअत हो जाएगी? वो कौन है जो महशर के दिन अपने गुलामों को अपने हाथों से जामे कौसर अता फरमाएंगे? यकीनन वो कोई और नहीं जूदो करम वाले سخاوت والے, رحمت والے رب کے حبیب ہمارے آقا ہیں.
واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحا تیرا, نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا. واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحا تیرا, نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا.
دارے چلتے ہیں عطا کے, وہ ہے قطرہ تیرا.
دارے
چلتے وہ ہے قطرہ تیرا, تارے کھلتے ہیں سخا کے وہ ہے ذرہ تیرا, تارے کھلتے ہیں سخا کے وہ ہے ذرہ تیرا.
واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحا تیرا, نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا.
فیض ہے یا شہ تسنیم نرالا تیرا,
فیض ہے یا شہ تسنیم نرالا تیرا,
آپ پیاسوں کے تجسس میں ہے دریا تیرا, آپ پیاسوں کے تجسس میں ہے دریا تیرا.
واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحا تیرا, نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا.
میں تو مالک ہی کہوں گا کہ ہو مالک کے حبیب,
میں تو مالک ہی کہوں گا کہ ہو مالک کے حبیب,
یعنی محبوب و محب میں نہیں میرا تیرا, یعنی محبوب و محب میں نہیں میرا تیرا.
واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحا تیرا, نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا.
فرش والے تیری شوکت کا علو کیا جانے,
فرش والے تیری شوکت
کا علوم کیا جانے، خسروا عرش پہ اڑتا ہے پھریرا تیرا، خسروا عرش پہ اڑتا ہے پھریرا تیرا، واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ بطحا تیرا، میں ہی سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا، آسمان خان زمین خان زمانہ خان زمانہ مہمان، صاحب خانہ لقب کس کا ہے تیرا تیرا، صاحب خانہ لقب کس کا ہے تیرا تیرا، واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ بطحا تیرا، میں ہی سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا، حقیقت کتنی ایک میں کیا میرے عصیاں کی حقیقت کتنی، مجھ سے سو لاکھ کو کافی ہے اشارہ تیرا، واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ بطحا تیرا، میں ہی سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا، تیرے صدقے مجھے ایک بوند بہت ہے تیری، تیرے صدقے مجھے ایک بوند بہت ہے تیری، جس دن چھوکو ملے جام چھلکتا تیرا، جس دن چھوکو ملے جام چھلکتا تیرا، واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ بطحا تیرا، میں ہی سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا، تیری سرکار میں لاتا ہے رضا اس کو شفیع، تیری سرکار میں لاتا ہے رضا اس کو شفیع، جو میرا غوث ہے اور لاڈلا بیٹا ہے اور لاڈلا بیٹا تیرا. واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ بتحا تیرا, نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا. واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ بتحا تیرا, نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا.
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Subhanallah. Welcome back, dear viewers. We were listening to the praises of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and now we are back discussing our today's topic, and that is blessings of Islamic gatherings. Alhamdulillah, we have shed some light over this aspect, and there's so many different types of Islamic gatherings. Subhanallah. We can say we already partake in some of those gatherings. Mm-hmm. Let's say the big nights, the nights of Maulud al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the night of Muharram. In Muharram we celebrate,
right,
the 10th night, and the nights of Mi'raj Sharif, the night of Mi'raj Sharif, the night of Shab-e-Barat, the night of salvation.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have the 27th of Ramadan, the night of Qadr, Subhanallah, and many other blessed nights, Subhanallah. The night of Ghaus-e Pak's Urs, that is the 11th, Mashallah, of Rabiul Akhir Sharif. So these are some of the blessed nights, Subhanallah, in which we get to gather together. And then let's talk about the gatherings during the days. Let's say the gatherings of Eid, Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha, Subhanallah, where Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala forgives countless of the bondmen, Allahu Akbar. And then we have the gatherings of Mauludun Nabi, the procession, Subhanallah, and the julus is taken out, and we all partake in it, and we rejoice in the celebration of the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and many different types of gatherings. Let's say the gatherings of Jumu'ah, mashallah. And we also have daily gatherings during the night and the day.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the gatherings of five times Salah. Hmm. Subhanallah. And we have the biggest of gatherings, the gathering of Hajj.
Subhanallah.
So these are different gatherings. And mashallah, we partake in these gatherings. And there is barakah in it. There is spirituality in it, Subhanallah. And we reap the benefits of these gatherings.
You know, Masab, even if there's one person that, like for example, you and I, right? If there's two people even, and they are indulged in talking about the dhikr of Allah, they talking about the greatness and the mercy of Allah, they talking about the greatness and mercy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Basically, the conversation is good and beneficial, sharing knowledge, sharing ahadith, Quranic ayats, etc. Even this year is considered a gathering. You know, just between two people, some may think that in order to, you know, form a gathering, that we need a huge number of people to come through, and that can be called a gathering. But here, Subhanallah, even with two people, that is even considered a gathering.
Yes, because the basic principle of numbering system is one or many.
Yes.
Right. So as we are taught, even in the school, we say that when we are taught singular and plural.
Yeah.
One apple, many apples.
Yes.
Subhanallah.
Right.
So, mashallah, in a gathering, even two, it is a gathering, alhamdulillah. And two people who meet each other for the sake of Allah, because they love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so, and they love each other for the sake of Allah azza wa jal. That is even, subhanallah, even more beneficial and more blessings in those gatherings when two such people meet. And first of all, they make dua for each other. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. MashaAllah. And then they also find out about each other, mm-hmm. how you're doing. And then again, they make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu by saying Alhamdulillah.
Subhanallah.
Thereafter, they recite, they meet and greet each other, they make musafaha, that is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mu'anaqa sometimes. And that is also the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And while they are making musafaha and mu'anaqa, and they recite Salat al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which in the hadith it is mentioned that when the two brothers they meet who love each other for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they recite Salat al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when they separate in a state that they both are forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, there are numerous other narrations with this regard, that when two people meet and they meet each other only for the reason that they love each other for the sake of Allah. There was no other reason behind them communicating or talking to each other or meeting each other.
Right.
For example, I just received a call earlier on, and there's a brother, Alhamdulillah, a Muballigh of Dawud Islami, and he called me. I thought maybe there would be something important, you know, he wanted to discuss something, some work related stuff.
Right.
And then he said, no, I'm just calling you because we haven't spoken in a long time.
I said, okay,
let me check with you. How are you doing? Everything's okay, mashallah. And you feel so good. You know, there's somebody thought of you, you know. And then next time you will remember him and you will call him. And subhanAllah, in this way, we can inculcate this love and muhabba together. And this only happens because we love each other for the sake of Allah. And mashallah, such gatherings, the noble gatherings, the virtuous gatherings in which we tend to gain many virtues, many thawab, subhanAllah. Otherwise, we meet and greet people on a daily basis. And each gathering, each meeting that we do, that we happen to have, not everyone yields the same amount of thawab.
Yes.
Whereas we can have a gathering, I mean, just even for a few moments, and that can be fruitful. In such gatherings, the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are discussed, mashallah. Religious knowledge is learnt and taught, and people discuss to reform their morals and characters, and thought about the grave and the hereafter is also shared and instilled in the hearts. That is also a great virtue in itself.
Yeah, and it's important for people to be reminded about that as well.
Exactly. And the Quran mentions this aspect of advising others, reminding others. Yes, reminders are important. وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ ذِكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ SubhanAllah. Love for Allah Azza wa Jal and devotion for the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam are nurtured in these gatherings. When we are reciting the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are constantly thinking of our Creator. We are connecting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when the Naat of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is recited, it takes us, subhanAllah, spiritually and virtually to Madina Munawwara, Alhamdulillah. Yes, and in these manners, in these ways, we get to remember our Creator Allah Azza wa Jal and the beloved Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
Also, Rasul, the khasiyat and the speciality of these type of gatherings, you know, it's so blessed with the mercy of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala that it's mentioned once Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam passed by his companion Sayyidina Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he saw him in a gathering. He was giving a sermon to the other companions alayhim ridwan as well. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw this, he got happy, you know, he smiled. And then he said that when your group sits together, then a group of angels also sit together with you all.
Subhanallah.
And when you all say subhanallah, the angels, they also say subhanallah. When you all say alhamdulillah, then the angels also say alhamdulillah. And if you say Allahu Akbar, then the angels, they also say Allahu Akbar. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went further on to say that these angels, they go back and they present themselves before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And although Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows of everything and knows better than them, the angels say that, O our Rabb, O Allah, your servants were glorifying you, so we also glorified you. They declared your greatness, so we also declared your greatness. They praised you and we also praised you. Allah Ta'ala then says that, O my angels, be witness that I have forgiven all of them. The angels, then they say, but there was a certain individual amongst them in that gathering who was a sinner and a very major wrongdoer. So Allah Ta'ala then says and responds to this, that this is such a group that even those who sit among them do not remain unfortunate. So subhanAllah, even those sinners that sit among such a group, even they are forgiven because of attending such an Islamic gathering.
SubhanAllah, barasta nahi dekh kar abr rahmat badon par bhi barsate barsane wale badon par bhi barsate barsane wale. Ameen, bijahi nabiyil ameen. Subhanallah Sayyidi. MashaAllah, such a beautiful conversation that was, where you mentioned the hadith and the riwayat, the narration, where the angels, they partake in the gatherings of zikr, and we make zikr, they also make zikr with us, subhanallah, and they bear witness to the fact, and then they go in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and mention and report back.
Subhanallah.
Yes. They report back that they, what they have seen, although Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows, He's all-knowing and all-seeing, all-hearing. And subhanAllah, Allah Azza wa Jal then bestows so such blessings upon those people that even the person who's not making zikr, maybe he's a cook who's cooking for the gathering. He may be a person who's doing deco.
Right.
He's part of that gathering. The person who's doing sound, audio engineer, he's part of that gathering. A person maybe is being filmed, who's standing with the cameras, such as Alhamdulillah in our Madani channel department,
mashallah,
our brothers out there. They are part of that group, Alhamdulillah. Right. And they all are being showered in this gathering.
Subhanallah.
So yes, we must broaden our outlook when it comes to the Islamic gatherings. Each one gains to benefit this spirituality. When the mercy descends, it doesn't differentiate between who's who. And subhanallah, it encompasses all that are there.
Subhanallah.
Allah Azza wa Jal has granted us the inclination towards the good and the ability to attend religious gatherings. For this, we should be grateful to Allah Azza wa Jal and continue to perform this good deed regularly. I mean, Dawud-e-Islami provides us the platform and the whole schedule to do good. Alhamdulillah, at least every week through the Madani Ijtima, subhanAllah, the Sunnah-inspired Ijtima of Dawud-e-Islami every Thursday. MashaAllah, even in here in Durban, we have, in Peter Marisburg, we have, MashaAllah, wherever the Marakis of Dawud Islam, we have the Thursday gathering. And even the masajid that are affiliated, subhanAllah, they invite us and sometimes they accommodate us to come and do the Ijtima there as well, MashaAllah. For example, in many different parts of the country, nationwide, the Thursday Ijtima is happening. And not only this country, but you go to Malawi, you go to Zambia, you go to Lesotho, you go to any other African countries, mashallah, as far as Egypt and so on. Dawud Islami's presence is everywhere.
SubhanAllah.
And beyond this continent, if we go to, let's say, the Europe, the UK, Australia, and Asia is, mashallah, so many centers there. Middle East, mashallah. And the countries in other parts of the world as well. Wherever subhanAllah Dawud Islami is, the zikr and these beautiful gatherings of Qala Allah wa Qala Rasul, subhanAllah, the gatherings of the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the zikr of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will continue to grow. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grow us from strength to strength. Ameen. Bijahin nabiyil ameen. And there are many benefits to be achieved through these spiritual gatherings, many virtues we can attain, and we can strive to gain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through these gatherings. This is yet another means for us to boost our spirituality. Through this good deed, we are blessed with the love of Allah azza wa jal and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We develop an inclination towards righteousness, and we tend to grow a dislike for sins. We stay informed about each other's circumstances. We meet our brothers that we haven't met in a while.
Yes.
We get to know the people of the community, our neighbors, we get to meet our people of the community, the society, we get to socialize with them. We get to know a little bit about them. And mashallah, this is a social development as well.
Yeah.
We get to socialize at the same time. So there's no, like, if you have the fear of missing out, so there's no FOMO. If you attend these gatherings, mashallah, so you get to meet everyone and get to greet the Islamic brothers. And subhanallah, you get all the du'as as well at the same time. MashaAllah, there's a collective dua that is made. The angels are saying Ameen to the du'as, subhanAllah. We stay informed about each other's circumstances. It provides an opportunity to engage in conversations. Just strike up a conversation, MashaAllah. The two people who meet there who never had any prior affiliation, now they get to be friends, MashaAllah, which helps to resolve misunderstandings, grievances, and dispel suspicions. Let's say, for example, we never met our brothers in a long time, and through these events we get to meet them on a frequent basis. That removes any suspicions that they may have, you know. Oh, he doesn't like to meet me,
he's ignoring me,
he's ignoring me, I don't know what I have done. So all that is put aside,
subhanallah.
And it brings more unity, more mahabbah, subhanallah.
Also, you know, one's morals, they get improved. One's character, it gets more refined. Even one's intelligence, it even increases due to attending these types of Islamic gatherings as well.
Alhamdulillah, and we get the barakah of eating together.
Yeah.
You know, after that, you know, niyaz, fatiha, that is presented. Sometime there is a meal as well. We share, we partake in it. Subhanallah, there is a blessing when we eat together as opposed to eating alone. Yeah. Right? Somebody, let's say, who is lonely, right? Loneliness is very burdensome.
Yeah, very depressing.
Yes, for those sometimes who are staying alone. I know of many brothers that stay alone. They don't have any family. They stay alone and it is draining on someone. So they also get an opportunity to come and socialize with the Islamic brothers. Their hearts and get lightened, and mashallah, they feel cheerful in these gatherings.
Yeah, it's a beautiful atmosphere.
Alhamdulillah, all in all. And we gain the Islamic knowledge at the same time, mashallah. We develop concern for the hereafter. We are granted the ability to carry out the virtuous actions, and then at the same time, we are inclined towards shedding some tears and cry out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We also receive the ability to repent. It provides us an ability to repent in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, either collective repentance, you know, where we make the dhikr, we also add astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, and we are repenting in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or just take a moment and in our heart, repent in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with utmost sincerity. In short, these religious gatherings are a great means for staying connected with a religious environment, subhanallah, remaining steadfast on good deeds and nurturing a passion for doing more religious works, inshallah. So we'll say
inshallah.
We have like few minutes to spare, inshallah. Any final words?
Subhanallah. So you've mentioned, you know, so many beautiful advantages of attending these Islamic gatherings. Just to add on to that, you know, when one attends these Islamic gatherings as well, then one finds purpose, you know, they find value, they find meaningfulness, like they have importance, they have value in them. They find this in these gatherings. And also, you never know, one who is, say, for example, looking for a job, by attending these gatherings, they may come into contact with someone and that person may say, okay, I got something for you. So here we see that new opportunities come about as well in these Islamic gatherings. So one should attend them on a weekly basis. You know, if you look at the previous Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, like Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, he would gather the Bani Israel, and you know, the Bani Israel, they were a people who were stubborn. You know, they wouldn't want to listen. They would always ask questions upon questions upon questions. But Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, he would gather them on different days, different timings, and he would educate them. So like that, we also need to attend these Islamic gatherings, improve our spirituality and our physical self as well.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. So yes, this is not something only we, the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are doing. The Prophets alayhim as-salam, such as Mu'asab has mentioned, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, and Sayyidina Zakariya alayhi salam, Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam, Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salam, Subhanallah, Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam, Sayyidina Salih alayhi salam, and many other Prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they would also encourage and urge people to join in these gatherings, and they would address them, mashallah. So yes, mashallah, this is the sunnah of many Anbiya, yes. Mashallah, as well as the sunnah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all tawfiq and keep us blessed by these virtuous gatherings. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi Jilameen. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold.